Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
There are two big companies on TV, very familiar to us, National Geographic and Discovery Channel. In many programs, they have the topic to identify if it is possible to get the bones of Jesus for more investigations. And they are spending time. They have many investigators. They had people. They had money in order to look for the bones of Jesus. Still, they are looking for. In Discovery Channel, they want to identify if the real tomb of Jesus is the one that is located in Jerusalem. And there are many, many activities in what is archaeological in order to find if that's the real place. They are spending time, money, resources, people, and many other activities in order to get the attention of people. They belong to what is scientific, and that's right if they do. But they are lost because they don't know the gospel. They are looking for the bones of Jesus. They are looking for the tomb of Jesus, and the gospel said, he's not there. He's not there. The tomb is empty, and the gospel was clear. Jesus is not there. The tomb is empty. It means there is nothing, nothing to do looking in that place for the one who is alive. There is nothing to do right there because the one who died is risen. And that's what we celebrate today, Easter. The one who was dead is alive. The one who promised eternal life is alive. So there is nothing to do in that place. They are wasting time. They are wasting resources. They are wasting money because they don't know the gospel. And it was the last part of the gospel today. There are people, they don't understand the Holy Scriptures because they don't approach themselves to Jesus. They don't read the gospel. They don't understand the promises because they are far, far from the gospel. And the gospel is not the book. The gospel is Jesus Christ. Today, the gospel was insisting in one expression, to believe, to believe. Mary Magdalene, she was there. The Peter was there. The young disciple was there. They were afraid, of course. But after, the gospel insisted to believe. And today is Easter, and that's the challenge to know if we really believe in the one who died and the one who is alive. After 3 days that he was dead, he came back, and he has risen. And that's why we are his followers. That's why we are Catholics. That's why we are one church. Let me tell you, if one day someone does the same, our church is over. This is not our place. If one day someone do the same, one day someone does the same of Jesus, our faith is over. But no one has done the same. And that's why he is the only one. That's why he is the Lord. That's why he is our Savior. That's why he is the chosen one. No any like Jesus Christ. And that's why today we celebrate the Mass. That's why we had the flowers. That's why our heart is in the hands of God. Because our faith is only on Jesus. And that's the challenge for all of us, just to get the spirituality of Jesus. What is the fruit? What is the fruit of Easter? Joy. Joy. At the beginning, they were afraid. But after, they will experience the joy. Because to get Jesus in our life is the best. A person who has Jesus in our heart is a person who will enjoy the gift of life, will see the beautiful day, will discover everything as one gift God is giving to us. And that's why at the beginning of the gospel said, when Mary Magdalene was there, still was dark, but after will come the daybreak. The daybreak. And the daybreak means what is new from the beginning. From the beginning of the day, we gotta see the light of Christ. No more darkness, no more emptiness, no more pain, because He's our hope. He is the reason for being alive. That's the joy Easter is giving to us. But also, in order to experience joy, because everybody wants to be happy, everybody wants to experience happiness, everybody wants to have a joyful life, joy only comes from Jesus. What is material give us pleasure for one day. The beauty that is aesthetical one day will be over. What is good today probably in the evening will be no anymore. But the joy of God is forever. Is forever. And that's why He offered the best resurrection. Easter is resurrection. Easter is everlasting life. Sometimes we are afraid to die. Sometimes we don't want to die. Sometimes we doubt about future. But Easter is to say, my life will continue at the hands of God. And that's resurrection. And resurrection is not reincarnation. Resurrection is not to repeat the same life here. Resurrection is to be one day in God's presence. And that's all. That's all. To be in God's presence. How it will be, we don't know. But just to be in God's presence is enough for us in order to be believers, to become believers. I don't know about your faith. I don't know about your life. I don't know about your family. But today, the gospel is for everybody. It doesn't mean, it doesn't matter, how old we are. It doesn't matter how much money do we have. It doesn't matter what are we doing right now. But the gospel is for everybody. And that's why we call the gospel the good news. Salvation is for everyone. But at the first reading, St. Peter said, there is one beginning, Galilee. Galilee. So, Galilee is the beginning point. Galilee is the beginning point. That's the place where Jesus was preaching at the beginning. Galilee is the place where He called the disciples. So it's like a movie. If you want to understand better the ending, you have to understand also the beginning. Today is Easter. It's the last and the most beautiful gift from Jesus. But to understand better resurrection, we have to understand also the beginning, the Galilee. And that's why every Sunday, every day, we read the gospel. We listen to His parables. We try to understand better His love in order to do a Galilee every day in our life to become Easter people. And that's the final point for today, to become Easter people. Not an Easter church or just to get Easter for one day. The challenge is to become Easter people. Easter people means to be people of joy, to be people of peace, to be people of forgiveness, to be people of life, to be people of the good energy. Easter people. If in our house we go back after Mass to fight, we are not Easter people. If after Mass we are going to talk about friends, neighbors, in a bad spirit, We are not Easter people. If tomorrow going to work, we are the same lazy person, we are not Easter people. If I come to the church to celebrate today, but next Sunday and after next Sunday, I will skip the Mass, my spirituality is not an Easter channel. It's in another place. Easter people will be consistent. Easter people will be the people that are really good believers. And that's why the challenge again is if we really believe with all our heart, all our mind, all our spirit to say, Jesus, I am one of your disciples. I want to be like Peter. I want to be like the other disciple, to run and to see that there is nothing to do at the tomb. The best place to find Jesus is not the tomb, it's in our own heart. It's to see Jesus in our brothers and sisters. It's to see Jesus in the Holy Scripture. It's to see Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And that's why National Geographic, Discovery Channel, they are lost because they are not looking for Jesus in the gospel. They are not looking for Jesus in their own heart. They don't pray. They are not looking for Jesus in the Eucharist. They are looking for Jesus in what is material, physical. It's more than that. So the good news is that we belong to something different. And it was the second reading. We had to desire what belongs to heaven, what belongs to what is above. Our eyes go to see Jesus Christ. Amen. Could be better. Amen.
Amen.
But if tomorrow I ask you, how are you doing? So, so. That's an Easter person? Of course not. Do you have any plan for next week in order to be a better person? I don't know. It will be an Easter person? Of course not. Young person, you want to come to the church or you prefer to go to the movies? Whatever, Father. Does an Easter young person? No. Easter people should be recognized by the example, by the energy, by the spirituality, by the joy, by the smile, by the daily actions. You don't have to be better with me. You gotta be better by yourselves before the eyes of God. So, be sure that this is an opportunity. And as we say in the responsorial psalm, that I was well, Sam, this is the day. This is the day the Lord has made for us. The day of joy, the day of happiness. Let us rejoice and let us be glad because God has risen. Amen.
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 Do a favor for me. Say to the person that is seated at your right hand, left hand, left side, right side, say, you look better. Say it. And right now, you will say to the same person, only today. It's Easter, that's why you and me, we are different. But if every day we get the same spirit of Easter, every day we will look great. The spirit of Jesus Christ will be always in our heart, in our face, in our activities. Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.